This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been doing a study of Job, trying to understand some dynamics that often emerge in a small group experience. In spite of the serious nature of the subject matter in the book of Job, I sometimes chuckled as I read what was said by Job and his three friends. It reminds me of the times I've been in a small group where the same kind of dialogue took place. I've often said that though I'd give most small groups a low grade, I've found that those who participate in a small group are generally the ones growing in their Christian experience. When a tragedy or crisis strikes the life of a small group member, the group provides a unique environment for God to work. Jesus promised in Matthew 18:20, "Where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them." Whenever you get together with your friends, especially when you are hurting badly, remind yourself, God is there with you. He is there to help, heal, and restore. Before you start sharing ideas and remedies for the problem, go to God in prayer and ask Him to minister to you in your need. He will often use the group to help, and you need to be available. But don't limit God. Let Him do what He wants to do, how He wants to do it, when and how He wants to do it, and through whom He wants to do it. Remember Ephesians 3:20 through 21 says, "He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church, including your small group, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen."